Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
If you like what you hear, click follow.
I think there is a question regarding the Lackawanna County Commissioner. She's there, Brenda Sacco, until this special election. She would like to be there beyond. But there was a letter that was sent, and this was sent to a judge by her former personal attorney, you know, in this whole fight to get on as the interim or temporary commissioner. And it was sent to a judge because she wanted clarification as to why the commissioners can't be on the election board with a special election coming up, because none of them are running in that election. And because this was a special election, there was a change that was done a little while back where three judges were put on the election board. And the question is that I have is, did she, why was she saying that she was speaking on behalf of, you know, the majority commissioners when Commissioner Chris Shermack is saying, I didn't know about this letter. I had nothing to do with this letter. So they sent a letter out, and I think you had a copy of it. Did you not give it to
me? Yeah, everyone.
And basically in it, on behalf of a majority of the Lackawanna County Board of Commissioners, we write to seek clarity regarding the composition of the Board of Elections for the November 4th general election. So she says that right out. Again, this is from the attorney for the county. So when you say I'm speaking on behalf of, and yet Bill Gaughan says, I got nothing to do with this. And Chris Shermack is saying, I don't have anything to do with that.
Yeah.
Either somebody's lying or somebody misrepresented something. Anyway, Bill Gaughan seems to think that this whole thing has to do with a scheme and to continue so that she is able to remain in office, despite the fact that you folks in Lackawanna County will be able to vote on someone to fill the remainder of the Matt McGloin term. I don't know how she would do that. Some are speculating, would she, as being on that, just not certify an election? I can't even imagine that. She has said that she would respect the wishes of the voters. But in response, the judge, you know, even made reference to the fact that how are you on, like, saying that you're doing this on behalf of the voters when, if I'm to believe media reports, you know, this was not a majority of commissioners. So, you know, people who are upset with Bill Gaughan, and I'm not saying whether you're right or wrong to be, you know, he was fighting the process where home rule would choose the successor. People who complained about using the county and the, you know, the legal system. Are you also upset in this case that, you know, an attorney for the county is claiming that the majority commissioners would like clarification on something when
they didn't?
It doesn't sound like they did.
Yeah.
it makes you wonder. The whole thing is very curious. In response, the judge said, if the comments in the media from Commissioners Chermak and Gaughan are reported accurately, the representation that you write on behalf of a majority of the commissioners seems at best mistaken. So at best mistaken, at worst, I guess one might think a lie. Anyway, the judge says we don't need to discuss this matter, and I am disinclined to acquiesce to your request. So they don't see any need for clarification, and they will continue forward as they have.
But this probably should put your mind at ease if you were worried that after the special election, things wouldn't go back to normal.
Who knows?
No, right? I don't know what's going to happen. I just feel like this is never ending. Mm-hmm. And this is
very curious. It's very weird and curious, this whole thing. So it's just the saga that never ends, it seems. Hopefully the election will end this. We'll get somebody, voters get their say, and they're brought in, and we can start from square one again.
I want to believe that's the case, and I thought that might be the case. And then she ended up getting sworn in and saying things like no comment when they asked if she'd leave, and letters are going out.
Transparent. How do you think you're going to stay? I want to know what your argument is.
I would like to hear, like, if you could just get, like, a truth serum. What is your end game? What do you hope happens? Mm-hmm. And how hard are you willing to fight for what you want to have happen, even if other people say it can't? Yeah. I feel like there's no progress that's going to be made. The special election is special in the fact that maybe it's not going to matter, at least to the people who would have to step aside.
Hey, if you like what you hear, click follow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.